The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast by Fresh FM, with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
You're listening to Fresh FM. I'm Matt. I'm joined on the line by Brett. He's from State Cinemas. That means we're here to talk about films showing down at State Cinemas, Trafalgar Street, Nelson, on the show called At The Flicks. Brett, thanks for joining us today.
Hey, Matt. How are you today?
I'm good. Now, we're going to a little bit of behind the scenes. Brett and I tried catching up to do this yesterday, and we were plagued by tech issues. But we are here now. We are solid. And Brett, whew, blow our minds with your lineup of movies.
Oh, I'll do what I can here. I'll limber up. All right. Let's start with a fun new family film. We've got another outing from the Disney Pixar team, which it's going to be a banger then. But it's Elio. And Elio is about a weird little boy named Elio. And he's just kind of a little outcast kid. He can't seem to find any friends. He's a loner. He's kind of quirky. And he's just absolutely obsessed with, like, aliens and UFOs and all that stuff. And so every day he just kind of lays out in his yard just hoping aliens will abduct him. And then, funny that, in pure Pixar fashion, aliens come by and they mistaken this little kid as the leader of Earth. And so they tractor beam him up. And he's now kind of the representative of Earth on the kind of global scale. And he gets thrown into this wacky world of aliens and universal conflict representing Earth. And, maybe this little loner boy will find some friends with some aliens on the way there, you know?
I was going to say, this kind of has the potential to be terrifying if it was done
it
in a different
ridiculously
fashion.
Ridiculously cute.
Yeah.
So, in the trailer, there is, a big, bad, looming, general guy from space, alien guy.
Yeah.
And he looks menacing as all heck. But his son is just this little slug thing, which you'll see on the poster. And the slug's just a timid, cute little guy, like opposite of his dad.
Yeah.
And they just start palling around, him and Elio. So there's a little bit of a story there, I think, of just being misunderstood and trying to find your real self. So there's always good heartfelt themes in these Pixar movies, and they're usually a lot of fun and goofy, funny for both the adults and the kids alike.
Yeah, and this one, the coloring and stuff looks pretty spacey and fantastical. Everything's got a kind of a glow on it. The animation will be fantastic.
Yeah, Pixar is top notch. They're the cream of the crop, if you will, in the animation world.
Yeah,
and you know what I mean. They've done Toy Story, Inside Out, they're the dudes.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Has there been much sort of build up ahead of this one, or is it just sort of arrived out of the blue?
No, there's been a little bit. Like, we've been getting a kind of promotional stuff coming in and out through here for maybe the past month, but it's been a little bit of a slower build up than what you would usually get. It usually seems like Disney movies, they're like, you're hearing about them like a year in advance.
Yeah, yeah. Look, as you mentioned before, the stuff in these movies for adults, they're always incredibly entertaining. I think they do that thing well of providing enough content that the adults can sort of get a giggle out of without, being
there's
anything.
There's a bit in the trailer where the Elio has to slide into his little worm buddy's mouth. Right. That I'm dead inside. I don't laugh much, but it just made me chuckle. So even just a bitter old man like me, it softened me up just watching the trailer.
Oh, nice. All right. And is there anyone of note sort of involved in this voicing or anything?
Maybe Brad Garrett for those Everybody Loves Raymond fans out there, and Zoe Saldana.
Yeah. Okay, cool. It looks like it'll be heaps of fun for everyone. What's the rating on this? How often can we catch it?
This is PG for just a wee bit of violence, and you can catch it 4 times a day.
All right. Looks very cute. That is Elio, the new Disney Pixar number, showing down at State Cinemas. If you've just joined us, this is At The Flicks. I'm Matt, talking to Brett, and we are catching up with new movies screening down at State Cinemas. All right, there's a big family one out of the way. Where do we go next?
All right, let's go to my spooky boys out there, the grown-ups, and the ones that like a bit of bloodshed in their movies. Uh-huh. We have 28 Years Later coming out, which is pretty exciting. This is the third movie in the series. They had 28 days later, 28 months later, and now it's 28 years later. And if you're unfamiliar, it's kind of like, it was like the zombie movie back in like the early 2000s. That sort of like, I feel like, you know, kind of got the wave of zombie movies going again.
Yeah, it was a solid movie. It was a solid movie.
It was very good. And it's got Danny Boyle directing it, and Alex Garland wrote the script for 28 Days Later back in the day. And Danny Boyle is like, he did like Trainspotting. Like, he's an award-winning director. I did Slumdog Millionaire. Alex Garland's an award-winning writer and director. He did Ex Machina. He did Civil War. Basically, they're like, these guys are cream of the crop, like top talent. They did the first movie, and then no one ever thought they'd come back to it. And now, almost like, I think it's like 24 years later now, they're coming back to that franchise, and they're bringing their award clouds with them. So it's kind of interesting to see these guys who are just, you know, usually do high drama and really kind of smart movies come into like a cool zombie flick and putting their kind of, you know, upbrow script writing and directing to a genre that's a little bit, you know, hit or miss.
Okay, all right. So the premise of the first movie, can you give us a sort of a synopsis into where this may lead on from?
Yeah, so the first movie had Cillian Murphy in it, and he just kind of wakes up in London, and like, it just, he wakes up 28 days later, and things, have already gone astray.
Yes.
So when he wakes up, London is just barren, and when he walks up, he starts hearing growls and stuff, and then what do you know, zombies start chasing him. So it was a really well-performed, basically, zombie flick. Mm. And eventually he ends up like kind of in a commune, and like, you think he's going to survive, and you don't know.
Mm.
And then the movies kind of move on, and you don't know what actually happened to Cillian Murphy. So there's kind of like rumors of, is he going to appear in this movie again? We don't know. Because this movie actually follows a different crew that have sort of landlocked themselves on an island, and there's only one pathway into the mainland. And so that's how they've been surviving this zombie plague. And it seems like now, 28 years later, the zombies are like, they've evolved, and they're more aggressive and harder to deal with.
Okay.
And a crew have to go to the mainland for a supply drop. And it seems like some maybe secrets get unfolded about what's going on. And possibly we'll see Cillian Murphy again. I don't know.
All right. Now, you're kind of blowing my plan in a zombie apocalypse. I'm going to go hole up on Rabbit Island because I figure the same thing. There's only one way in there. There's no way zombies are going to get across that bridge.
That's right. Or that little, what's the little island out off of Rocks Road that you can see when you drive by? I figure that's pretty solid there.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Yeah, that's actually probably more convenient, closer to town.
That's right. You can still catch a movie there at State Cinemas just down the road.
That's right. Okay, so 28 years later, Danny Boyle coming back to it. I've got to say, that's cool.
Yeah, and you get Jodie Comer, who's got she's an award-winning actress. You got Ralph Fiennes in it. You got Voldemort killing zombies. What do you want? Danny Boyle and Voldemort. Chef's kiss.
There you go. All right. So, if you're into zombies, it's interesting. It is a genre I can keep coming back to. I've got fond memories of the sort of 70s and 80s zombie movies, and I'm pleased it's still a genre that's getting some love.
Yeah. And I have to say, like, you know, after 28 Days Later came out, that feels like there was an onslaught of kind of B-grade zombie movies afterwards.
Yeah.
But it's been a minute since we've really, like, dipped back into a good zombie movie. So I'm pretty stoked for this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I think there was a bunch of us following The Walking Dead when it kind of kicked off. And I think...
Until the Glenn situation happened, I was on board.
yes. All right, moving on from there. What rating have we got on 28 Days Later? When can we catch it?
Yep, so it's an R16 for bloody violence, horror, offensive language, nudity, and content that may disturb, and you can catch it 4 times a day.
Okay, naked zombies? Not so sure about that one. Anyway.
Hey, whatever you're into, you know?
That's right. Okay, this is At The Flicks on Fresh FM. We're talking about the movies showing at State Cinemas. Where do you want to take us next, Brett?
Yes, I will. Apologies if I pronounce this wrong. I'm bad at different languages. I believe the movie's called Coca. And this is a New Zealand homegrown made film. And the movie follows a moldy lady who's like the elder named Hamo. And she gets paired up with just a local kind of girl who's just a delinquent. She's causing crime. She's kind of in poverty. She's in a rough spot. But the two kind of get paired and go up on a road trip. And the movie just sort of follows them sort of confronting their past traumas and trying to, like, you know, get an understanding of each other. And I think Hamo is just trying to, you know, everyone had given up on the delinquent girl, and she's just trying to, you know, inspire her and get her on the right track. So it looks like a lovely, just homegrown New Zealand movie about just finding yourself. And it looks really good. And there's some Toreo in there, so it's really nice to see that represented on the big screen as well.
Absolutely. And I've got to say, just purely from the Bogan standpoint that I come from, it looks like there's an XR Falcon station wagon front and center poster. So if you're into some classic Australian station wagons, looks like one features fairly heavily in this.
Yeah. And I can't say, I was setting up this movie this morning. It's like beautifully shot. I mean, it's, you know, we live in the prettiest place on earth, but seeing how these guys captured the scenery in there as well, this is going to be, I think, a beautiful, special little hidden gem of a movie. It's worth paying attention to.
Yeah, nice. All right, good slice of Kiwiana on the big screen. Kuka.
Absolutely.
Okay, so, I'm assuming we don't have any sort of horrific violence or anything in this one. I could be wrong.
No, just it's an infirmature for a bit of offensive language and drug references. No zombies that I can tell of, but, you know, watch and find out.
Yeah, true. Okay, and when can we catch this one?
And again, you can catch this one about 4 times a day.
All right. Get out, check the trailer out for a start on the State Cinemas website, statecinemas.co.nz. But yeah, it's always good to see New Zealand films represented on the big screen. And I kind of like being caught off guard by some of the ones that turn up. And you're just like, I didn't even know this was a thing. So nice to see you supporting New Zealand cinema.
Absolutely. Anytime we get a homegrown movie, we always try to give it a shot here. And I think this one looks good. It looks special. It looks like something different.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes the Kiwi movies can be hit or miss. But this one looks like a good one.
All right. Cool. Brilliant. Okay, so we've had some divergent movies at this stage. Nothing sort of going back to back that is thematic so far. Have you got anything else you're gonna blow us away with left of field?
That's right. We're gonna pivot left again. We're gonna go with Bank of Dave 2, The Lone Ranger.
Okay, I like it. That's funny.
Yeah. Bank of Dave was a film that came out, I think it was like 2022. I'm trying to remember. Anyhow, it follows a real guy in England named Dave Fishwick, who in the first movie, he was just sort of hated the banking system there and how predatory it was. So the movie just follows him raising funds and trying to start like a community bank and something more for the people. This movie kind of continues on with that theme. And this time he's going after, what's it called? Payday loan people. Yeah. So real predatory lenders that'll sort of kind of prey on people, you know, who are in a spot and give them like ridiculous interest rates and screw them over.
Yep.
This time he's tackling that. So he's trying to create a more fair lending system. And again, it's based on a real guy. So it's kind of an interesting and I think topical subject of, you know, finances and loans and I don't know. I've got a mortgage, so I can feel that.
I remember there was a lot of questions asked in Parliament around this, just about the fact that it was seemed to be such a not very well regulated industry. These loans with insane interest, insane. So go, Dave.
Yeah, so our boy Dave Fishwick is going to do something about it. And while that sounded very kind of serious and blah, 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 how I was talking about it, it is actually lean more on the comedic side. Like, it is ultimately a feel-good kind of funny movie about a kind of serious, relevant topic.
Yeah. Nice. I think it says on the poster, a powerful force of feel-goodery.
That's right. So if you need some feel-goodery in your life, Dave's your man.
He certainly is. I love the use of the word goodery. I'm going to try and integrate that into my life.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Nice to read, dude.
Yeah, yeah. So the Bank of Dave 2, The Lone Ranger, when is it screening and what sort of rating have we got on this? Now, I'm assuming definitely no bloody zombie violence in this one.
Again, I don't know. It is M for mature for a bit of offensive language. So Dave's got a saucy mouth on him. And you can catch it two or three times a day, depending on the day of the week.
Okay, cool. This is At The Flicks. I'm Matt. I'm talking to Brett. He's down at State Cinemas in Trafalgar Street, Nelson. He's talking about the new lineup of films currently on the go down at State Cinemas. Not only the biggest screen in town, but the most awesome sound as well.
That's right.
It is. I do not lie. Okay, where are we going next?
I know. I feel like I'm talking a lot here. We've got a lot of movies, but I still got one more to go. We've got a documentary for you guys that actually premiered in the British and Irish Film Festival last year, and it's just now out for a wide release. It's a film called Merchant Ivory, which covers it's a production company called Merchant Ivory Productions. And as you would know it, it's the two guys running it are James Ivory and Ishmael Merchant. Huh. And these two guys have been making movies since like the 60s. And I can't even count. It looked like there was like 30 or 40 movies that these guys have made over the years. Some of them being Call Me By Your Name, which won an award, Howard Zinn, which won a bunch of awards, The Remains of the Day.
Yeah.
So it's a documentary with a bunch of like archived footage of these guys that have never been seen before. So it's a real interesting look kind of behind the scenes of Hollywood and what it takes to get movies to the big screen, which I think is always actually extremely interesting.
Yeah.
It's an impossible feat getting a movie made, and these guys have done it a gajillion times. So super interesting.
With success, too. They're not just banging out some B-grade schlock. Schlop?
That's
schlop.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so Merchant Ivory. Had you not said where the name for that came from, I don't know if I would have figured out that it was last names, but makes perfect sense.
Wikipedia helped me out on that one a lot.
Oh, go Wikipedia. All right, so Merchant Ivory. What sort of rating? Now, it is a documentary, so does that mean it comes exempt?
No, this one is actually it's an M for mature because there is some nudity, sexual references, drug use, and content that may disturb. The two Merchant and Ivory, the two gentlemen, were also in a relationship. So there's kind of some of that being explored in here too.
Yeah,
of kind of being homosexual in an area where or in a time period where it was a little bit more taboo.
Sure.
So also a good little LGBTQ film to kind of It's Pride Month, so, something good for that as well.
Nice. Okay, that is Merchant Ivory. Once again, you can check out the trailer on the website, statecinemas.co.nz. You can also book your tickets there if you don't want to go in face-to-face and get some, but go and book some tickets, even if you get them in advance, grab an ice cream at the same time. Now, right. I've got a question. How has the old How to Train Your Dragon been going?
It did, especially over the weekend. It went killer, and I'm happy to report that in the sea of live action remakes that have been awful, this one's actually really good. So I'm happy to hear that we're getting to see realistic looking Toothless on the big screen, and everyone seems really happy with it. It looks like a really fun movie.
Cool. And do you think you're getting an audience that is coming back from the cartoon sort of animated version?
Yeah, interestingly enough, we did a little skit for this movie. I like filming little silly videos and putting it on our socials. And this one, randomly, I don't get a lot of traction on Instagram because I think it's more of a millennial audience.
Uh-huh.
This one was absolutely, our video was killing it on Instagram. So I think it's sort of a sign of that the actual age of this is not really kids. It's people like my age in their 30s.
Yeah. Cool. It does, the dragon still, even though he looks more realistic, he certainly still has that cute, it's the big eyes thing, I think, isn't it?
It is. He's a cute little dragon boy.
Okay, who would have thought? I'm waiting for the stage show or the musical will be the next one.
That's right. Yeah. Right to Broadway next.
That's when you know something's going well. Anything else on down at the cinema that you do want to make a mention of before we wrap this one up, Brett?
Yeah, I'll just make a mention of two brief things here. We had a movie in the French Film Festival called The Count of Monte Cristo that sold out like crazy. We had to open up extra sessions for it. But unfortunately, the French Film Festival came to an end yesterday. Mm. But we are getting one more screening of this before its wide release on June 29th at 3 p.m. And you can book tickets from Saturday, this Saturday onward. So depending on when you're listening to it, this it might be the day of.
Sure.
But we're doing another screening of it, and it's in Cinema One again, our biggest auditorium. So if you missed The Count of Monte Cristo, it is coming back for a special screening.
Good. You can shake off that, what is it, FOMO, the fear of missing out. You can get in there and check this one out.
You don't need that French FOMO. Le FOMO.
Nice work. Oh, the culture is just dripping. All right, that's one of the things you were going to tell us about. What's the other one?
Yes, and then the last thing, because you're probably tired of hearing my voice, we have another Warren Miller screening coming up. These happen every year, and you only catch them for one night. And if you're unfamiliar with Warren Miller, the documentaries that they do every year are just a bunch of short films over skiing and snowboarding. Mm. And they're just real interesting guys doing crazy stunts and doing crazy slopes and all that good stuff. So it's a deep dive into that. And there's usually about 20 short films. It's about 2 hours long. There's a host coming to this that's going to give away free goodies and stuff. So it's a proper event. And you can catch that on 8:15 June 27th at the Souter. That one won't be screening at State, but you can still book tickets with us.
Brilliant. Okay, get yourself hyped up before you hit the slopes.
That's right. Yeah, it's perfect timing. Watch this, then you'll be ready to go, you know, tear it up at Rainbow or whatever that ski slope is called here.
Yeah. No, Rainbow's the closest one, for sure.
So, yeah, that one.
Yeah. Cool. All right, that looks like, there'll be an inbuilt audience for that one, I'm sure.
Yeah, these always almost sell out every year. So I'm giving you an advance warning that there's still 100 seats left. 50 have been sold. So get in there because it will probably sell out by the time we get to Friday the 27th.
All right. Brilliant. You heard it here, maybe first, on At The Flicks. Brett, not tired of your voice, but we will wrap this one up for today's edition of At The Flicks. Brett's down at State Cinemas. There's a great team down there. Get down, see them. Buy some candy or some ice creams. Get some tickets. Go and immerse yourself in the world of cinema. It's still, it's one of those things I think you can't beat. Going and sitting at the big screen. I'm not one of these laptop watchers, I've got to say. It's always just, you miss so much.
Yeah. And I got a lovely team. They'll give you a high five on the way in. And it's just a good, relaxing way to get out of the cold and kind of escape from all your troubles.
All right.
You know, we're a fun bit of entertainment and escapism, and we love having everyone here.
Brilliant. So high fives on offer. Maybe not tens, but fives they're very comfortable with.
That's right. Yeah, just fives. Tens is a bit much, you know.
Hey, Brett, thanks so much. Always entertaining, as you tend to do. So well done, my friend. We will talk to you again same time next week for another At The Flicks.
Awesome. Cheers, guys. Love to see you out here.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM, with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.